Welcome back to the Road of Faith, my dear friends. And my name's Ken Fletcher. So glad you're here today. And let's start out with a word of prayer today. I think it's a good thing to do, don't you? Praise God. So let's start out with a word of prayer. Ask the Lord to help us here. Father, we're so thankful for this day. And we thank you, Father, for this seminar. And we thank you for what you're going to do today through this seminar. To help us and to get us into the place where you want us in life and get us into the good things that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you for turning the light on for us to see and to not just get information, but to get revelation down in our heart of the way things really are within us. And so, Lord, we just ask for your help today. Give us illumination. Give us insight into reality of the way that you see us, how you see us, and help us to see ourselves in a proper way, Lord, in an accurate way, and to hear you directing us in an accurate way. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in all these things. And Lord, we just thank you and believe that you're taking us there, that you're step by step, we're moving on into the things that you want us to do in this series. So we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the help. Thank you for light. Thank you for the grace you put on us and helping us here, Lord. And I pray for the individual that's watching this right now. I ask that you'd help them to get a hold of the wonderful, massive things that they are hooked up with inside with you. So I ask that you would reveal and help and build us up in the truth and what's real and good in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for those things that you're showing us in this seminar today. We give you praise for everything, and we want you to be glorified and blessed by everything that happens here. And in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You believe that? You believe that? Well, let's get to expecting him to move then and to do what he wants to do throughout this seminar. So I hope you stay with me and hang in here. It just seems like a lot of folks jump off before we even get started. And listen, nothing's going to come quick. I think, we're in a society where they think it stuff ought to just happen just quick, boom, boom, and get it. And I know things move fast out here. I know things are changing fast, and I know how people look at things. But really, listen, man, if you're going to get something, you're going to have to spend some time in it. If you're going to understand something with the Lord, you're going to have to spend some time in it with him. And let him show you how he wants to do things. Now, if you're just one of them people, just give me information. Just give it to me. Boom, 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 boom. Let me have it. And let me get it in. All right, I got things to do. I'll get on down. Well, they think they've assimilated all that. Well, probably not. Probably not. You probably ain't getting it like you're supposed to get it. You might get a little surface stuff there if you pop it in and pop it back out, well, chances are you're not going to live in it. Chances are you're not going to get it like you ought to get it and see it like you ought to see it. Well, you got to spend some time in it. So those that don't want to spend time in these seminars, I'm not saying we're the only thing going here. Obviously, we're not. But if the Lord's dealing with you about staying with us and moving along with us, and whatever reason you decide that you're not going to stay with it, or you jump off or get off early or whatever, and watch for 20, 30 minutes or whatever and just jump off, well, you just think about the rest of it you didn't get. Who knows what you didn't get? That's the problem. When you jump off, you don't know what you missed. You don't know what you missed. How would you know? You wouldn't. There's no way you would know. So the bottom line is, if the Lord's directing you to stay with us here and to do what we're doing here and to stay, in this Know Thyself series, if he's doing that, well, he's got a good reason. And that means that on your part, when he's directing you to do something, well, you've got a part to play. You can blow it off. You can't think about that, blowing off Jesus talking to you in there. Boy, we do it, don't we? I've done it. Just blowed it off, man. And boy, does it cost you. My goodness sakes. I told you about what happened to me there. A week before March. No, it would have been the, that's right. March 9th, it would have been before that. About a week before that, a few days before that. Where the Lord tried to deal with me about the enemy coming and hit me it was a spiritual attack and a physical attack. And he warned me about the day before. Well, I don't know what would have happened if I'd have just dug into it and just kind of focused in there what he wanted me to do with it. Well, I didn't even get that far. You know why? I blew it off like a dummy. Like a real dummy, I blew it off, man. The word of the Lord came to me, said, the devil's coming to hit you. Satan come to hit you. And I didn't even know how, where, when, how, nothing. I knew that. But I was busy. Listen, I was busy. I was too busy thinking about this audio stuff, you know. I was thinking about how I was trying to get things dialed in, you know, and for the new upcoming series and trying to get things right, as right as I could, you know. Well, I'm thinking about all those type things, and the Lord spoke to me and told me the devil's going to come hit me. It would have been interesting to see if I wasn't such a dummy, so thick, or blew it off. See what I'm talking about here? I'm teaching you. Don't blow it off now. You better esteem what the Lord's trying to get to you. What I'm trying to get to you is the fact you need to esteem what he's saying to you as important, more than anything else. Well, what did I need to hear? Did I need to be messing with my audio stuff at that point in time? No, I need to turn my attention to what the Lord said. That's what I needed to do, but I didn't do it like a dummy. Well, I don't want to be a dummy. I don't want to do things like that and end up, you know, with the consequences of not listening to him. He's trying to help me get through that thing the best way, that attack or whatever. I don't know what I could have done or what I should have done. Well, I didn't get that far with him, did it? So therefore, I don't know what I could have done. I don't know how I might could have got through that pretty good, you know. Without a lot of trouble. I don't know. Well, see, that's the thing. You just don't know what you passed up, do you? No, you don't know what you shut down. If you just get off, you jump in by the Lord's direction, you stay put and you for a little while or whatever, and then you jump back off or you do something else. You get distracted. You do this, you do that. And there you are. Well, you know what you heard, you know what you got, but you don't know what you didn't get. That's the thing. Man, it can cost you. I mean, it can really cost you. If the Lord's trying to deal with you about something, and for instance, this series right here, and we're talking about our relationship with him, and we're talking about who we are, and how we're made in the image of God, how we're made into Christ and he and us, and how this blend that we've got going on in here. Well, we're trying to get it to where things are going to be different for you. In regard to how you live your life. That's the thing. Most people do not live what you would call a spirit-led life. They just don't. And they're more conscious about everything happening out here. Oh, they know the news. Oh, they know the sports. Oh, they know this. They know that. They know the fashion. They know a lot of things that's going on. They know the music. They know all these different things. The entertainment. They know all this. They know all that. Down here, but they're not spending enough time in who they are and not spend enough time listening to the Lord. Well, what's that? How dumb is that? Well, it ain't too bright. I mean, you know, for any of us, I don't care. I call myself not too bright. If that's the case, man, if I'm not listening to him, and I'm doing all these other things, and my attention's all fragmented on these natural things that's going on, that stuff's all temporary. You know, we need to focus on the eternal stuff and find out from him what he wants us to do, how he wants us to do it. Then we can move into the things that are important, you see, and move out of the things that are not important. We can begin to focus on things that are important. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's start here today on our main verse for this seminar, for this series, this whole series. It's found in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. It says, now, if any man's in Christ, if any woman's in Christ, if any person's in Christ, he's a new creature. You've been made a new creature. Old things have passed away that were before, and now everything's new. If any man's in Christ, if any woman's in Christ, he or she's a new creature, a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Thank God. We got so much to look forward to, and we've got so much to understand and to get a hold of right now. So there's a whole lot to it now. And it's a deep thing. It's not a complicated thing. It's fairly simple as we go along, and we're going to talk more about just how simple it is to get into this place with the Lord. It's not difficult, but it's going to take the reason people are not there is because they just don't want to, I guess you could say. They just don't have that desire to live in that close of a relationship with the Lord, where you're hearing from him all the time, and basically you're sharing with him all the time. You know, you're sharing together things. You know, you're basically just doing things together, and we on our side of it, we're trying to find out how he wants to do things, because he knows more than we do, and he sees the future. He knows what's all going on with us and every part of it, past, present, future. And so we are just wanting to get his input. We are wanting to hear it accurately. We're wanting to see it, because it's in that where success comes. It's in that where the blessing is. Amen. And you can stay in that spot where the, what was it? Somebody said you stay in the under the spot where the blessing comes out. I guess you could say that's what happens, because we stay in the spot where the blessing comes out. And in that place of hearing from the Lord and being directed by his Spirit into what he wants us to do down here and how he wants us to go about it. And he knows what he's put into you. Boy, he really knows what he wants you to realize what he has built into you. He wants you to actually realize it and to function in it. Praise God. Well, let's see here. We started off here as we talked about our main verse there. If any man's in Christ, any woman's in Christ, they're a new creature, new creature, new creation. Amen. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new now that we're hooked up with the Lord. Praise God. And we'll start here let's start out here where we kind of left off, I think, in last week. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, of course, we took that in context of our main verse. We just came on down and read through how that was in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in context. And so then we stopped, I think it was in verse 20 here, and we're talking about the fact that now we're ministers of reconciliation now. We who are born again, born into the family, that's our job down here. Generally speaking, we're to help others to come into the understanding of what Jesus has done and what Father has done. And so we, as the new creatures, the ones that are born again, we're to be about helping others to know the Lord. That's what we're about here. We're ambassadors. And our message is be reconciled to God. That's our message, be reconciled to God, you know. Praise God. Amen, because he poured all that stuff on Jesus. Now here in verse 20, it says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. Yes, he is. Pleading to other people through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Amen. If he was here, he'd be saying the same thing. But he's saying the same thing through us, you see. On Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him, who Jesus? He made him. Father made Jesus to be sin, who knew no sin, says, for he, let me start over here, verse 21, for he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin. Perfect. He didn't know sin. For he, God, for God made him, Jesus, for God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. Do you hear that? That was that work of grace. That was that, he took our place. He took our place. And he took the curse on him himself. Yes, he did. Says here, it says he, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin. He became sin for us. Why? Why did he do that? Because we're separated, man. You know what I mean? And so here, he did that. Jesus took all that. Became sin for us. Who knew no sin to be sin for us. In our stead, in our place, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Wow, what a truth. What a truth. He became sin for us so that we, the sinful ones, might become the righteousness of God in him. It's his righteousness. The one it belonged to him. But guess what he did? He became sin, took all our wrong for us, so that we, see the great transfer that took place there? So that we might become the righteousness of God in him. See, we're created in Christ Jesus. You say, created in Christ Jesus. And because of that, created in Christ Jesus, and we took on his righteousness. What does that mean? That means we, whatever the right standing that Jesus had with the Father, listen to me now, the right standing that that Jesus had with the Father, we now have. Do you hear me? The right standing, the position that Jesus had with the Father, we have now. Because we are in him. We have it. We share it with him. Think about that. For he, God, for God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now that's Bible. So it doesn't matter how good you try to be. It really doesn't. I mean, because when you come into Christ, you know, it's not about your works. It's about the work of God. You see, it's about what he did through Christ. And it's about his righteousness, not our own. So how in the world are we going to try to work in order to get to God, get good enough in order to be pleasing to God? Well, you can't. You're pleasing to God because you're created that way. You see, you're created in pleasing him. You can go before the Father anytime. The perfect God. You can go before the Father anytime now. When you're in Christ, anytime. Without any sense of guilt or condemnation or sense of inferiority that, I don't know, this man, this is the Most High. This is the Most High. And He is the Most High. Father is the Most High. There's nobody greater than Father. Nobody. Well, if you don't know your rights, you don't know you have rights standing in front of the Most High, who has all the power, all the wisdom, and you don't know that you're right, that you've got a right to stand there and to be there, you're just waiting something bad to happen, basically, if you don't believe you're supposed to be there. And you don't have right standing with Him, and you know what I'm saying? But thank God we do. Because of Jesus, because we're in Him, we're created in Him, because and He's in it us, in this blend, we have right standing. We have a right to go before Father. Why? Because we as kids, we're as much as kids as Jesus is. And so we can go in front of Him anytime and just be ourselves. You know what I mean? Just be the child of God. Man, He likes for us to come too. Father, I'm thinking he just isn't seeing us as much as He'd like to. You know what I mean by that? I mean, He sees us, obviously. But I don't think He likes the fact that we don't come and visit with Him and hang out with Him, you know, and just be around Him. I think He desires that. I know He desires it because He loves us and He wants to be close to us and He wants to help us and show us and just be in His presence. You know what I mean? And that's what He wants. Praise God. Amen. It's all because of what Jesus did that we can do that. I mean, it's all because of that. And we can just walk up there. We just go up there. We just go to the throne, to the highest place. Think about that. The highest place. To God Himself, man. And be okay. I mean, and not disintegrate, right? I mean, man, we could go to Him. And hang out with Him and enjoy Him, and He enjoys us. And man, we ought to. Why aren't we going more? Huh? Why aren't we going in front of Father's throne more? Well, a lot of it is that we don't see ourselves. We don't see ourselves doing that. You know, and yet He's opened it up. The throne of grace is open to you. It's open to me all the time. And, I mean, He's not just there to receive your prayer, to answer your prayer, and and the thing that you're dealing with. He's there. He's family. He's our Father. And we should want to just go be with Him. And enjoy Him. Now he'll fellowship with you on your level. Now, I mean, He'll come and so he loves you and He understands where you're at in your understanding. Therefore he's going to come and just be with you and enjoy you and talk with you right there where you are in your level of understanding. And boy, it's wonderful. Talk to Father. Wow. And so we need to do that a whole lot more. We've been doing it, don't you think? Amen. All right, now, so what a tremendous verse that is. For He, Jesus, or God, for He, God, made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. God put it all on Him. All that. He put it all on Him. Think about that. Well, it's huge. That great transfer took place there from God to humanity and from humanity to God. That great transfer, that great substitution that the Lord stepped in there for us and took that stuff, man, and took it to hell with Him. Yes, it did. Yes, he did. And he rose from the dead victorious. I mean, God raised him from the dead. Out of there. Out of all that. I mean, not just mine, not just yours. We're talking the whole world. That penalty was put on Christ. It's hard to imagine what that must have been like for him. How could you know? How would you know? Unless he just told you some things about it. I mean, the enormity of it all. I mean, to think about it is to think about what he did. It's so deep, man. I mean, man, it's so big. It's so amazing that we try to get our minds into a place of understanding. Can we really understand this love? Can we really understand this, what he did, this work? Can we really? Well, we can some. Yeah. So, but man, it's so huge what he did. Thank God for what Father and the Lord Jesus, man, sent him here to take all that for, and set us free. And brought us out of bondage from the enemy. It took us out of that bondage and that stuff that fear of death and all that, it's gone. Now the fear of death's gone. Because we're not dead. We're not going to be dead. We're alive. And we're in Christ. He gave us eternal life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, I wanted to get into 1 Corinthians. Some more. The Lord wanted to go this way. 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. And let's start in verse 14, please. It says, "And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his own power." You believe that verse? I believe that verse. Yes, I do. I've got everything invested, I guess you could say, in the Lord. And amen, I believe that. I placed all my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. All the weight of who I am and what I put it all in faith on my master. Amen. Says that he's going to raise us up the same way. Said, "And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power." Work of God. Thank you, Father. And then verse 15 goes on to say, "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ?" Now let's look at that for just a moment. Because of him living in us, because of this divine connection that we have with the Master inside, because of that, well, our bodies is his temple. He's in here. He's in here. And so, therefore, this body becomes the temple or the place he dwells. So he's not dwelling in some building somewhere. Some people want to say, "Well, let's go to church." You know, they're thinking about, "Well, let's go to church." So that they go to the church building, right? And walk in there. Well, they say, "Well, that's God's house." Well, no, that ain't God's house. I'm sorry to say. I mean, it may be dedicated to the Lord, that building, you know, dedicated to his purposes and what he wants to do, that space, that place, that building. It may be like that, but that's not where he lives. That's not where the Lord lives. He lives in here. So this body becomes his temple. You see, because when he moved in, and then this body is the temple of the Lord. Notice this, verse 15, "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ?" Your body. Part of him now. Amen. Your bodies are members of Christ. "Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot?" God forbid. Of course not. Of course not. We're not going to do that. Put our bodies, that's the temple of the Lord. No, we're not going to do that. And then verse 16 says, "What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body?" Well, we know that two become one, you see, in the flesh there. So what, know ye not that he was joined to harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. See? So that's the way things are said. So we don't join that because this is his temple. So we're not going to do that. No, we're not going that. We won't want to put him in that kind of situation and be, you know, no, we're not going to do that. No, we don't want to do that. Not inside, you know. If you're born again, you don't want to do that. You hear me? If you're in Christ and you have the Spirit of God in you, you don't want to do that. No, you don't. You say, well, you know, I may want to try to go, you know, maybe a man, you want to see a prostitute or whatever. That's the flesh, man. That's not you. You get me. That's the flesh. That's the part of you that's not renewed. You don't see things right. And you don't understand things right. And so therefore your body's sort of running you see. Just from its impulses and so forth. And its desires. So, well, you ain't supposed to live in control of your body like that. You're supposed to live in control over your body and keep it down. Amen. Because he's going to do all kinds of goofy things. He just will. You know, you're just going to want to do all kinds of good things. It's not God, man. It's not going to help you. Not going to be a blessing to you. And it's going to bring problems on you and trouble. You see, because those things that you join yourself with that are not God, well, the enemy can get involved in that. Well, what do you think is going to happen when the enemy gets involved with things? Well, here's what's going to happen when the enemy gets involved with things. Steal, kill, destroy. That's it. That's the results of when the enemy gets involved. Doesn't matter what it is. So we don't want to get him involved in nothing in our lives. We don't want him to be involved in nothing in our lives. Amen. Jesus' name. No, we don't put up with him. We don't put up with no devils. We don't put up with no demons. Well, what if you're doing things that open things up from him to you? Expose you to them. What if you're doing things that in your flesh that God don't want you to do? He don't want you to. No, because then you begin, you're touching something. You're touching something that the enemy's got. You see what I'm saying? No, we want to stay in those things that the Lord wants us to do. And listen, man, that's what we want to do. I mean, that's what you got to get a hold of, is the fact that the Lord don't want you to do anything that you don't want to do. Not really. No. He put this stuff in you. I mean, if it's a true desire of your heart, if it's good and it's something. Listen, he put that in there. You know, he put that in there. So, yeah, he wants you to do those things that he's designed you to do. Well, he don't want you to get out of that and get out here and get hit by the curse or something. You see what I'm saying? To get hit by a demonic plan or some sort of thing like that, and touching something that's going to bring problems. It's going to bring, you're opening yourself up somehow to the enemy to come in and hit you with steal, kill, destroy. That's what he does. Well, we don't go there with him no more. Shoot, no, we don't want to deal with that no more. So we want to get things right. We want to be right with God. Amen. We want to go, when I say right with God, I mean, we want to be doing what we want to do. When I say what we want to do, I'm talking about the new creation, the new creature inside who you are. You want to do who you are. You want to do that. That's what you're designed. That's what you're designed to be. That's, and so nobody can beat you in being you. Nobody can beat you at being you. Because there's no one like you. No one anywhere like you, anywhere. So what we want to try to achieve is find out what he's put into us, discover his plan, walk it out in faith, and then we know that we're going to have the best coming into us and for us. I come to the realization that, you know, what he wanted for me was better than what I wanted for me. Well, what if you've never got there? Well, if you ever got to that place that I got to, and maybe you did get there, you know, realizing, well, what he wants to do is what I want to do. I mean, he designed me a certain way. And if I'm functioning in those things that he's designed in, I'm going to be fulfilled. I'm going to be satisfied inside in a way that'd be greater than anything I could come up with that would satisfy. Well, see, there's trouble and problem. See, that's another thing with the Lord. When he increases you, when he brings you into his things, there's no sorrow in it. But many times we try to do something on our own, there's going to be sorrow in it. Somewhere we're going to regret doing some things like that. Yes, we will. Well, because there's sorrow in it. The enemy's waiting, trying to get an inroad. Well, you getting outside the plan of God, well, he can get out there and he can hit you. And you don't even know it's coming. Well, what was the reason that it came? Well, it was because you got off. That's why you got outside of his plan and you got out there where the enemy was. That's why. Well, you don't do that. We don't do that no more. Amen. So it says, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Notice this verse 17. Boy, it's an important verse right here. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. One spirit. You are one inside with the Lord. One spirit. Glory to God. His spirit dwells in our spirit, and we are one with him. Us. Our spirit is one with him, and he's one with us. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. What a powerful verse to understand. I mean, you could sit and meditate on this verse right here for a long time. And you, man, what does that mean? What does it mean in actuality to us here now? He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Whew, with him. That means it's pretty much unlimited. It's unlimited what you can do and where you can go with him and what you can understand. Because he's there. So he's going to lead us. Excuse me. He's going to lead us in the ways that we can understand in our period of scope of what we can grab hold of and we can understand right now in our level of growth and understanding. And that's where he meets you. He knows where you are. And so that's what he's bringing you from there, right there where you are. Praise God. And verse 18 goes on to say, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. Isn't that interesting? But it is. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, except. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. So you see, he's sinning against himself. Why is that? Because it's that new creation, man. It's that new creation. Basically, if you're caught up in that kind of stuff, and you're caught up in other things like that, that bring bondage, then you're not doing what you want. You're not doing who you are. You're not being who you are. And because of that, because you're not with the Lord in his direction in your life, how you're made and what he's wanting you to do. If you're off somewhere on out here doing whatever, then, the enemy, I'm sorry to say, I don't even know if I'll say that. You think I'll say that? All right. The enemy has a right to hit you. Okay. He has a right to hit you because you have decided not to go the way of God. And therefore, since you have not gone with the Lord, then you are exposing yourself to be hit. In all, it could be all kinds of ways. It could be financial. It could be physical. It could be mental. It could be a lot of things, you know, negative, bad stuff, stuff we don't want. I guarantee it's going to fall in one of them three categories, kill, steal, and destroy. That's what you're going to get. To what degree? I don't know. To what degree that will hit you? Because you, listen to me, you have exposed yourself to that. See? Well, he's there. He's hoping you'll be there. He's hoping you'll show up. He's hoping that temptation will, you know, that carrot he's dangling in front of your nose there, and he's trying to get you off and do this, do that, the other. He's hoping that that's going to work for you. Why? So he can hit you. That's why. So he can hit you. Well, listen, folks, we're getting out of that. We're not going to live like that. We're not going to live under the subjection. No demons. No, we're not. And we're not going to be bound by their demon junk. No, we're not. We are free from the curse, and we're free from him and his domination over us in any way, in Jesus' name. Yes, we are. Well, how are we going to do that? You got to know who you are. Know what you got. Understand that stuff is not us, man. It's just not it's not who we are. Well, we got to look at who we are. We got to be who we are. And follow after those things that the Lord is showing us and helping us to grow in understanding of and get a hold of these things, you see. So it's a matter of time. Sometimes take a little time for that stuff to soak in, doesn't it? Understand, see, and realize. Well, if you'll spend time in these seminars, not saying that I've got the answers to all this stuff, I don't, you know, but I'll tell you this much, you're probably not going to hear what we're doing here on this seminar anywhere else, you know, because I'm unique too. I'm just like you. I've got a unique thing happening as well. And so what we're doing here is we're just flowing according to what the Lord is flowing through me on these seminars and where I've been with him. And the things that he's shown me and revelations he's given me. And I want to pass all these things on you for your benefit so that things can change in your life so that you can hook up with him in a new way, in a better way, in a stronger way, and in a clearer way. You see, that's what we're after here. My goodness, I'm running out of time already. Boy, these seminars, man. Well, anyway, I'm just trusting, see, because I get to the end of these seminars, and I think, I look back, and I think, wow, I couldn't remember half what I did, or half what I said. It was because I'm yielding to him, and I'm flowing with what he wants to do here, so I'm just kind of following him, I guess you could say. And so I don't know some of the things I do, so I get to this part of the seminar, and then the end of the part of the seminar, I go, man, what did I don't even know half what I said. But anyway, I trust that it'll be for your benefit, and I believe that it'll be for your benefit to help you in this life. Thank you so much for staying with me throughout this seminar. We're so thankful for you and excited about seeing what the Lord's getting ready to do in your life and what he's doing now. So drop me an email or something and let me know, because it would be exciting to me to find out what he's doing in your life personally and how you're seeing things and how he's maybe turning the light on in you and showing you some things and revealing things to you. And so we just appreciate you doing that very much. And we love you. And so next time, hope to see you here on the next seminar next week. And so until then, this is your friend, Ken Fletcher, saying, I love you.